Yesterday's celebrations in Baghdad will be remembered for images of statues coming down and American Marines being greeted by small children, but some of the pictures also featured Iraqi flags. And joining us now by phone to talk about the evolution of the Iraqi flag is Michael Fall, editor of Flagmaster magazine in York, England. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a bit about the first official flag of Iraq? And I understand that dates back to, 1921?
It was originally designed then, yes. It was horizontal stripes of black, white, and green with a red trapezium at the staff with two white seven-pointed stars. The colors are the pan-Arab colors. They refer to the four ancient Muslim dynasties which successively took control of the Arab Empire after the death of the Prophet Muhammad.
Mm-hmm. Then in 1958, with the change of government, the new Republic of Iraq.
That's correct, yes. The royalist flag was abolished and they changed the design to vertical stripes of black, white, and green with a gold sun in the center and an eight-pointed red star. So they still maintain the original colors, although in a quite different form.
In 1963, then, the flag was changed from vertical stripes back to horizontal stripes.
Back to horizontal, yes. But now this followed the pattern of the Arab Liberation Flag, as it was called, which originated in Egypt. Horizontal stripes of red, white, and black, with the addition of green in various ways. In the case of Egypt, it was at first two green stars, and Iraq complemented this by putting three green stars on it. But then in 1991, just shortly before Operation Desert Storm, Saddam Hussein altered the flag, which he'd ruled under for about 12 years then, and added the Arabic inscription, Allahu Akbar, which means God is great, on the center stripe in green writing. This was an appeal to Islam, to Muslims everywhere, to support Iraq. At the time, the appeal did not work.
Now, is this new flag, the one we see being in the streets of Baghdad today, is this regarded as Saddam's flag or Iraq's flag? Is it associated with him?
It is associated with him in the sense that he has ruled for the longest period under that flag. I would have thought that considering how the regime change is coming about and the reaction of the Iraqi people as far as we can see to the regime change, there will almost certainly be a new flag, but they will then come up against a major problem. And that is, if they remove the inscription, Allahu Akbar, which is a religious one, it will play directly into the hands of Muslim extremists who will say, these people are not true Muslims.
Mm-hmm. But a new regime...
Very awkward.
Yes, it would be. And of course, the phrase means God is great.
Yes, quite.
But inevitably, you think a new government will want a new flag.
I should think so. I very much doubt if they will go to any of the previous designs. I think they will try and opt for a completely new outlook, a completely new design, but almost certainly still with the four pan-Arab colors of black, white, green, and red.
Thanks very much.
A great pleasure. Thank you for calling me.
Michael Fall is editor of Flagmaster magazine in York, England, and he spoke to us from there. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.